you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Here's an impression of me at a sporting event during a pandemic trying to wear a mask while a worker sasses me.
Let's go team! Let's go team!
Excuse me, sir. Make sure the mask is over the nose. Thank you.
Oh, yep, got it. All right. Good to go. Mask is back on. Sorry.
If we see you with your mask on, you're entered in a giveaway to win a free bucket of beers.
Okay, what? Why is the reward for my mask on something I can only enjoy with my mask off? What? You want a mask on or mask off? Mask on or mask off? I'm confused.
Sir, I don't make the rules. It's simple. You just keep the mask on and you can take it off to eat or drink, which you could do the whole time if you wanted. So,
you're right. You're right. It's not you. You know, give me a high five, man. Yeah. And you touched me. That's it. That was a test and you failed. So you can touch me. Just let me watch the game. I don't know.
Vibes are up. Logic is down. It's okay. I just don't. Do you want my mask on or off?
I went to the Big 12 basketball tournament over the weekend. Great time. Saw some great folks there. Great fans. I was on TV. Got a few DMs. Not to brag. I've been on TV before. Ellen, 5 years ago. One of my vines, and then on ESPN Plus or something. And here's my thing. We had a big ordeal, right? Because they say, guys, we're social distancing, masks on, which I understand and agree with, and that's fine. But then they're like, but also we're going to really pump the beer in you, which you could take the mask off for. They literally had a bar section with TVs on. Where they served beer. So what were people doing? Drinking their beer, watching the TVs. And they just had workers constantly running around going, we had a guy walked up to us. He goes, so y'all fellas must not be from around here, huh? Some rules around this place. You want to be responsible for shutting this place down? Like, sir, tone it down a notch. Do less. Don't come in with that. Why are you? You've got a Buffalo Wild Wings in here. What, of course I'm hanging out here. He's like, in order to drink the beer, you have to be sitting at your seats. I guess I'm the idiot for not just innately knowing that. But then we sit down. I'm getting yelled out for having my mask off drinking the beer. Why are you serving me the beer? If you want the mask on, don't serve. And then there was like in between games, they'd be like, all right, come up here. We're going to do a little contest. You're going to see who can make the most little basketball shots, and the winner gets... You gotta have the mask on to participate. But if you win, you get beers, which you have to have your mask off. Like, none of this is... Logic is down. It's fine. Everyone's just obeying the rules that were given to them by someone who is just making stuff up. Fauci says you can wave to your grandma from a distance while you light off 4th of July fireworks. So we're all looking forward to that. But seriously, vibes are up. When you got Fauci saying, you know what, you can maybe see three people in July, that means Coachella is happening in July, basically. That's kind of the. I mean, we're getting good to go. We have some exciting announcements coming. I can't wait. One big announcement. You guys have heard of Do Less Guess. Before we talk about it, we are moving to Patreon. Patreon's a great setup, and we're giving one lucky patron. On April 1st, we're announcing a random giveaway. One lucky Do Less Guest on the Patreon will win $1,000. If you're already Do Less Guest, thank you. Just move on to Patreon. We're canceling the other thing. You know, that as easy as that.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
I repeat, $1,000 going to one lucky patron. We only have I'm very glad for this. We have a few hundred signups. Very grateful. So, I mean, your odds aren't horrible. Okay, people? TreyKinney.com/Patreon. Grammys happened, which seems a little insensitive, considering none of us have hugged our Grammys in the past year, but feels like they need to rebrand. Canceled. Come on. You're really going to call it the Grammys still? None of us have hugged our Grammys. Half the Grammys are sick. It needs to be called the non-vulnerable. So, I don't know. But the Grammys happen. I guess some people like this. I can't stand those things, man. Thank goodness for Bill Burr, for at least someone normal on the show. He did a good job. He's like... He announced what the Latino awards on. He's like, they're like the white guys announcing the Latinos. It's amazing Hollywood still like hires him and stuff. I guess I'm shocked by that, but thank you, because otherwise, it's absurd. Like what people wear to these things. Does anyone? I'll never understand. Like, look at this. I think I saw this. You know, this article will be like, look at the stunning outfits of the Grammys this year, and CNN Grammys 2021, the best red carpet fashion moments, and you'll have someone walk down looking like this. There's Taylor Swift, baby. She's covered in flowers and she has a matching mask. What? And they're like, this is an Oscar de la Renta floral ensemble. No one knows what that is. I've heard of one designer, Joseph A. Banks, and he's never let me down. Okay? Who's Oscar de la Renta? No one knows who that is. What is this? What is that? She looks like she popped out of Alice in Wonderland. Okay, whatever. Is that chainmail? I can't even show some of these. Oh, man. Okay, I can't. We gotta zoom by that one. We have kids watching. Oh my gosh, she's in a skeleton dress. Phoebe Bridgers? Who is that? No offense, Phoebe. Who's Phoebe? I don't keep up with this, I guess. She's in a skeleton dress. This one is by designer Tom Brown. I mean, how much did she paid $4,000 for that. She's wearing it. Her hair is dyed white. I just don't. The Grammy, they had a lot of people were like Skyping into... to the Grammys. They're like, you won a Grammy. And it cuts to like, you know, Dan and Shay in their living room. They're like, yeah. I mean, congrats. But, it was a little anticlimactic. Bill Burr saying punchlines and there's zero laughter. There's no one there. The virtual stuff. Do what we got to do, but I'm sick of the virtual stuff. I do think there might be good reasons to have virtual things moving forward. I'd prefer to Skype into family reunions, right? We're going to see the distant. Hold on. Sorry, that's just how I sneeze. I hate that. It's like that's one of my things. Everyone made fun of me for that growing up. I'd Skype into a virtual. Do we have any virtual funerals? We definitely did. Man, could you think of a sadder affair? Please give your respects. They got someone in there with a rig just going over the open casket on a Skype. You're like, is this even legal? I don't, this is morbid. Give me a virtual dentist appointment. That'd be easy, right? How am I looking, Doc? Didn't go for the dentist for a long time because we didn't do anything for a long time, but went back. Dentist everywhere. How many dentists are listening to this? I don't know. Don't talk to me when my mouth is open. You got a metal scraper. What feels like you're removing all my teeth, and you're asking me what I've been up to. I can't answer you. I don't want to. Right now, I don't even like you. This is unpleasant. They do the fluorides, and they give you mint. Do you remember back in the day? Derek, did you ever have like a fruity flavors back in the day? Bubblegum, dude. I was like, do you guys have any other flavors? And the lady goes, yeah, we have banana, strawberry. And I was like, ooh, give me some strawberry. She's like, yeah, sorry, just usually adults say mint, so I don't even offer that. I'm like, okay, I don't need to be attacked by the dental hygienist right now. Just give me that sweet strawberry, baby girl. And it was delicious. Pro tip, go to your dentist. They got the flavors. I'm ordering off the Kin's menu at the dentist. And that's okay. Pro tip, get that strawberry, maybe a little banana if you want. It was great. Really add a nice cherry on top, no pun intended, of the experience. So shout out to all the people who won Grammys. I think, I don't even know, there's so many Grammys these days. Bill Burr, he was up for, I don't know if he even won, but he was up for like a comedy album Grammy. Because does anyone pop it in a comedy album anymore? Might as well put on the FM radio. I don't know who's doing that, but we need Grant. Where's the respect for the influencers? Come on, Grammys, best influencer, best at home podcast. I think we could be up there, my recties. Get a little Grammy up in here. I don't know. Grant, we could be nominated for least diverse team of influencers. It's me and several white people making this happen. We're working on that, but I'm just gonna shoot y'all straight there. It just happened that way. Okay, so that's something we could be up for. Grant, we could be up for. Oh, I know what we'd be up for the most inopportune time to go on your first sold out theater tour. Night one in Louisville, March 11th. Tom Hanks, NBA, they all were done with COVID. That's our Grammy. That's our sweet spot, which, by the way, guys, I think we have some info on the tour soon. So be prepared for that. I'm going to tell you all that first. That's what I said. We need to give some influencers some love in the Grammys. Here's my impression. So these people were virtual, right? They'd be like, you won. And they're just like on a Zoom call like, yeah. So here's my impression of me. Here's my impression of me. Being at home, tuning in, Skyped into the Grammys, and I'm up. I'm nominated along with some others for most impressive male influencer with thinning hair. So it's me. It's Chris Harrison. It's me, Chris Harrison. And LeBron James, because he is, you know, he does a lot of social media stuff, and PewDiePie, and the Grammy goes to Trey Kennedy. Cut to me. what? I didn't hear you. I was too busy influencing right then and there. Did I win? Thank you. First and foremost, I would like to give a shout out to my Grammy, who I love and miss. I don't appreciate that that's what this thing is called. Second of all, shout out to all the other amazing people who are part of this. They're very deserving of the nomination, but unfortunately I was more deserving of actually winning the whole thing. So goodbye. I guess UPS me my Grammy. The Grammy Award, not my Grammy, because we can't bring her back. Thanks again for bringing that up. And I will just, I guess, log off and go make a TikTok. What an amazing program. Bring Bill Burr back out. And Phoebe, please change your outfit. You look ridiculous. Thank you. That is my dream. My correct opinions, my Trace Diaz. That's the dream right there. If I can one day be a part of the Grammys, and when my acceptance speech, I'm going to make fun of at least three people's outfits. Thank you so much, guys. This means a lot to me. Kind of. You right there. Why are you literally naked? Go put some clothes on, ma'am. Sir, you need Joseph A. Banks would be fine. I'm going to wear Joseph A. Banks. If I'm ever on a red carpet, you will see me in Joseph A. Banks. It won't even be tailored. That's fine. I bought one nice suit. I've worn it twice. But then you can't. And then it's like, do I wear this every time? I wear a suit like three times a year. Do I wear the same suit every time? People start to notice. I don't know. I did some red carpets back in the day. I don't know why they had me on red carpet. They're like, hey, why don't you come out here and do like vines with country stars on the red carpet? And that went about as well as you thought it would. But it was cool, I guess. It's people just walked by. They took some photos of me. And I was just kind of like, felt like senior pics or something. I was like, I don't really want to be here. My mom's kind of making me. She told me I had to get a job. It was a good time. But also, yeah, people's outfits really frustrate me with that. The Met Gala, hopefully that is canceled. That's one thing. If there's ever reason for COVID to keep going, it's if the Met Gala gets canceled. So we have to see those atrocities. Do a virtual Met Gala. Just people not leaving their house and putting like a toilet seat on their head. It's like, this is from the designer, Francois Ingrassol. No one knows who these people are. I don't know who this designer is. Chip and Joanna Gaines, design of mine. And I'll have a shiplap stapled to my bottom. I'll be like, yeah, Joanna Gaines designed this. Ever heard of her? Suck it. So that's how I do it.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Speaking of all these celebs and stuff, let's do some crazy baby names. All right, because y'all sent me an article I cannot refuse. Email us, correctopinions@trakeener.com, or DM me at the Correct Opinions Instagram. Vogue published the most unusual celebrity baby names. This should be good. We have Emily Ratajkowski and Sebastian Bear McClard. All right. They had a child named Sylvester Apollo Bear. Sound the alarm there. Okay. We all know Elon Musk had X equals 8, 12. Cameron Diaz and Benji named their son Radix. Radix! Oh, that's good. You just take a semi-popular name, you just throw a different word in front. What's your name? My name is... yeah, you know the name Trey? We've all met a Trey, right? My name is Bray. What's your name, Derek? Nah. It's Yerrick. Lucky Blue Smith and Stormy Bree. Who are these people? They had the child Gravity. The gravity of that name is driving me insane. Nicolas Cage. Nick Cage named his son or daughter Kal-El. K-A-L-E-L. Kal-El. Cancelled. Kal-El. Nick Cage. Nick Cage. He should have named his son like Nickelback or something. They're kind of one and the same, aren't they? Also, hot take alert. Imagine Dragons, 2 years away from being the next Nickelback. You just mark that down. I've said that for a long time. Jason Lee and Beth Restgraf. I don't even know who these people are. They had a child named Pilot Inspector. Lee reportedly chose the name Pilot after hearing a song. Why'd you go with Pilot? I heard it in a song. Sir, how high are you right now? I heard it in a song, so I named her Jude. You know, the Beatles? I heard it in a song, so we named him Teen Spirit. We heard it in a song, we named him Cha-Cha Slide. That's not a good reason, sir. These people, Robert Rodriguez and Elizabeth Avalon, they have 5 kids: Rocket, Racer, Rebel, Rogue, Rhiannon. Who's Robert Rodriguez and Elizabeth? Robert Rodriguez and Elizabeth Avalon. They are these people. They look like nice folks. Man, what? I need to touch up with my celebs. That's a very kind of, in my experience, very suburban thing to do. We are Vicky and Victor, and these are our kids: Valerie, Voldemort, Vicious, and Vivian. Like, ugh. And then Benjamin Millipede and Natalie Portman have Aleph, A-L-E-P-H. Mark Silverstein and Busy Phillips have kids Cricket, Pearl, and Birdie Lee. Cricket and Birdie. No. Those are two of the most annoying critters. They won't shut up. Everyone's like, there's crickets in the house. And there's birds flying around. Tell you what, these are performers. Last thing you want to hear is crickets. Name your kid that? Birdie? That's it. That's enough baby names. That one was really brutal. Cricket and Birdie. What's their third kid going to be named? Well, I mean, what's a more annoying animal? Third one's going to be Wasp. Maybe Woodpecker. My bird problem, guys. You guys know I'm getting attacked by sparrows. Were they out today?
I was getting my camera gear out.
Uh-huh.
I was swarmed by them.
You were swarmed? Yeah. Maybe you had a little baby food on you or something. You got to come out. You got to go out there clean, man. I discovered, we have a neighbor feeding them. It's a whole thing. I'm very fearful of them. I think they're going to take over. I don't know. People out here naming their kids sparrows. Sparrows are very annoying. They're a nuisance. Might as well name your kid Rat or Termite. And Oklahoma, Tulsa area. Can't talk. High school sports announcer. Dude, can I talk? Sports announcer was caught on a hot mic saying a racial slur. And I just want to say, I'm a born and raised Oklahoma. I feel like we're in the news a lot for Tiger King and people saying naughty words and doing meth. I just want to assure you guys, I'm a good little Oklahoma boy who doesn't say bad words and I don't do drugs. Okay? And I don't illegally buy exotic animals. The worst I've done, I'll admit, I egged someone's house as a young boy. You know, I'm still, you know, that still keeps me up at night. But I don't know if you saw this. They were like, he was like announcing the game, "We'll be right back." And his mic was hot. And he just starts just blasting out racial slurs. Like, oh my gosh. What was it? The MLB guy a while back had a hot mic and said the F-A-G word, huh? That was the Cincinnati Reds. Cincinnati Reds. He was talking about Kansas City. He's like, all those people in Kansas City are, which I don't know if I've heard that stereotype, but I maybe good burnt ends. Dude, I went and got some barbecue over the weekend. But let me just say, Oklahoma, that guy needs to do less. God bless him. Prayers for him. He needs some help. But I'm a good Oklahoma boy. My Oklahomies were out here. My good people of Oklahoma were good to go. North Dakota, what's up, the three of you? I went to get barbecue over the weekend. I was going to get some burnt ends, and this was great. So if you don't know what burnt ends are, you should, but they're the crispity slash burnt ends of the brisket. They're very tender and juicy and fatty and amazing. And this guy in front of me, where it's a good old place, just like line them up. It's kind of sweaty and gross in there. You know they wouldn't really pass a health inspection, but it's okay because the food is so good. And the guy in front of me goes, "Y'all still do them? Y'all don't do them brisket cubes no more?" The guy was like, "Sir, what? I can't hear you. Them brisket cubes." I was like, "Burnt ends?" "Yeah, yeah." I was like, "I'm gonna start calling them brisket cubes." That was awesome. Them brisket cubes hit different. I had a wild weekend, man. It was a good time. Oklahoma State vibes are up big on them. We have March Madness, and I have a friend's wedding in the smack dab middle of it. So I've assured him that we will not let that ruin their big day. But then after the fact, he's probably going to never live that down. But during it, we're going to have a great time. And I am excited. I had to actually explain. So maybe my listeners out there who are maybe unaware what March Madness is, I had to lay this out to Katie, because I was like, yeah, we're happening here. We're probably going to, you know, well, first we had the Big 12 basketball tournament last week. I was like, I'm going to be busy all weekend watching basketball. And then March Madness comes. I was like, but hey, we're probably going to be like watching basketball. And then the following weekend, I said, oh, and that weekend, I think we're going to go spend the weekend at a casino to watch all the games. And she was just like, "What? Okay, what is happening?" I was like, I just got to explain this. So for the next 3 weekends, Friday to Monday, not going to see me. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to set up 2 to 3 TVs. And they're just going to be playing basketball constantly. And that's all I'm going to do every weekend for the next 3 weekends. And she was just like, okay. I had to lay that out. And that's, it is what it is. I mean, she didn't realize last year, first year of marriage, you know, well, I guess before we got married, but March Madness was canceled. So she didn't even know. But I was like, this is just kind of how it goes. And man, am I fired up. I missed it so much. I'm going to go. I'm going to set up several TVs, and that's all I'm going to do. And it's going to be great. And fill out your brackets, people. Fill out your brackets, because that makes it more fun. We might have to do some fun little tourney of our own on the Patreon. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe the we'll do the top. We'll do a bracket style, like best appetizers or something. I don't know. We'll do something fun. Give us your ideas, patrons. But yeah, vibes are up, people. And I'm very excited for March Madness. I might go to Indianapolis. I don't know. They're all there now, but it'll be a good time.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Chris Harrison officially not hosting The Bachelorette. Chris Harrison, this week, you guys know I'm a big Bachelor fan. He had a wild interview where he argued with a black woman when she was, yeah. It was an astonishing PR debacle from a guy who probably should know a thing or two about being on camera. But he is they officially announced it. They're having a couple Bachelor alums, Bachelor Nation gals host it. And Chris Harrison, I don't know what he's going to do. You know, he's just do some cameos, maybe kick back, enjoy his earnings. Well, I wonder if he'll be back after that. I don't know. And I wonder who the Bachelorette will be. It feels like they, I don't know. They have a lot of drama going on now. The Bachelor finale was this week. I wonder if have people watch it, because they already know, like, it was a disaster. I think everyone knows who wins. I think everyone knows what's happening with them now. Like, it's just not pretty. It's pretty astonishing a franchise that massive and like making that much money and under scrutiny. You're like, okay, we're gonna have a Black Bachelor, and we're gonna get all these contestants. We're not even gonna background check them. Okay. We're going to get this white girl from South Georgia. Fingers crossed, she's good to go. And, you know, I do think she's a fine girl, right? But, you know, she obviously had some bad social media vibes going on from back in the day, which, again, you know, a lot of girls did that years ago. But it's, you would just think they would do their homework a little bit. All right, that girl's hot. Sign her up. Yeah, there's photos of her, like, literally saying racist stuff. We're not going to look at it. That'll be fine. No one will notice. But no, I think poor girl. I think she's a good girl. I'm sure everything's okay. But the poor Bachelor guy, I mean, he's been through the ringer. He's been through all this and probably still ain't got a wifey. So, but I bet, you know, he'll figure it out. Chris Harrison, I bet he'll be back. But he'll have to learn. Keep him off the interviews. Kind of Joe Biden him. You know what I mean? Give him a script. Get him off camera. Give him a script. No questions, please. That's fine. Hey, I'm fine with the president not putting on a show. I'm fine with my president not on my timeline every morning. I don't even know what he's doing. Is he still the president? I don't even know that. And that is awesome to me. I don't want to hear about it. All I want to hear is the cases are down. And the vibes are up. Anybody have an air fryer out there? I don't have them. I don't trust them. I think they're like weird little like Star Wars drones that somehow you put in weird food and it comes out yummy. I don't trust them. I think it's like a weird Elon Musk is behind it or something. Air fryers. Derek, you have an air fryer? You guys don't? Good for you. Here's an article. It says, is air frying food healthy? Are you fooling yourselves? Fried food is delicious, but it comes with baggage. Studies have shown it increase your a risk of heart disease and stroke. Bring it on. Ever since air fryers have been elevated to must-have home appliance status, it's been easier than ever to eat veggies, fish, and meat that taste like they've been deep fried. Are we fooling ourselves? Is air frying actually healthy? We spoke with registered dietitians from around the country to find out. Let's find out. Am I going to trust this article? Maybe. Because in my lifetime alone, bread has been good for you, bad for you, okay for you, bad for you, good for you. Types of bread good for you, types of bread bad for you, types of bread not even bread anymore, types of bread bad, types of bread good, bread bad, bread good. So I don't know. I just eat things. Let's not minimize the miracle that is air frying. Air fryers are one of the best ways to get the same texture and taste of fried foods without the unhealthiness that comes along with them. Okay. When compared to deep frying, air frying is clearly the healthier option. The healthiest way to air fry is to use minimal excess oils. The amount of oil is the key to air frying in a healthy manner. We need fat in our diet for hormone regulation, for energy, and for many reasons. The air frying simply won't work if you're cooking it in too much oil. Blah, blah, blah. When cooked with convection heat, resistant starches and sweet... This is what I do with this article. I go, oh, perfect. I buy an air fryer, and I just throw... I order fried chicken, and I throw it in there. And I say, now it's transformed, and it's better for me. And that's how I think that this is what this article is talking about, right? Other foods like meat and cheeses can become less nourishing when they're air fried. I don't believe you. Dude, I don't... Like, my cholesterol's high. Supposed to, like, not have cheese and meat. But if you're not in, like, one of 35 metro areas in the country, it is impossible to eat a meal that doesn't have meat and cheese in it. I was in sweet, sweet Connecticut recently. I tried to order something off a menu, and I was like, can I have vegetables? Like, we literally don't even have those in this building. It's like, well. Then I guess I'll have a side of diabetes and a stroke. I'm trying. Jeez, man. You're out somewhere, man. I don't know what you're supposed to do. But deep down, am I happy about that? Yes, because I'm like, oh, no vegetables? Darn. I guess I'll have to eat the chicken tenders again. Are those air fried, by the way? Nope. We dunk them in oil that's been sitting there all day. It's impossible. I want to thank y'all for tuning in and subscribing to the Trey Kenny Studios YouTube channel. Check it out if you haven't. I'd love reading the comments from y'all. The last episode, Jenna said, you're just going to have to call us recties, and we're just going to have to deal with that. Camera 3, yeah, you are. It just has a good ring to it, and I think everyone loves it, right? I think people enjoy it. People love the Camera 3. And, yeah, people saying, Trey, some people love the Vibes Up. People are saying, can you stop saying Vibes? Vibes is becoming a very basic word, and I'm guilty of it most, so I'm just embracing it. I don't know, it is what it is. I out of myself as a secret seasoner. I do. Don't bring bland guac, or you're gonna come back later and it's gonna magically taste better, and you're welcome. Someone did say, oh, Karen, shout out to the Karens. She said, for a clarification, Bugs Bunny is naked, so that's funny. Lola Bunny, they unsexualized her. But I did, yeah, that's a good point. Bugs Bunny was naked the whole time. Is he in Space Jam 2? He's just a naked little rabbit running around? Chewing on a carrot? Bugs Bunny was kind of sus the whole time. And, I mean, the guy could hoop, though. I can't wait to see him and LeBron team up, man. I mean, at this point, LeBron needs Bugs Bunny to win. Half the best players in the NBA are just like, yeah, we're just going to join this one team. Brooklyn Nets, you got Kevin Durant out there, which, again, screw you for what you did for Oklahoma City. We got James Harden out there, also, screw you for what you did for Oklahoma City. Kyrie Irving on the team, who I think low-key is trying to, like, just cast a spell on his opponents at this point. I don't know what he's doing, but it's great. Makes for great TV. Gotta love it. Gotta respect it. And now they have Blake Griffin. Shout out to Edmond, Oklahoma right there. All to beat LeBron, who's 36. And LeBron's going to need Bugs Bunny and Lola Bunny. Maybe that's what actually Space Jam 2 is. It's just like, that would be hilarious. Like, all right, here it is, LeBron. You got your opponents. The Monstars? No, it's just another super team that's joined up together to beat you. Good luck with these cartoons. And he's like, I'm basically playing with cartoons. I mean, Matthew Dellavedova was my best player one year. What am I? This is a joke. This can't be real. This can't be real. We're starting to line up some guests on the podcast. We're going to try that a little bit. I said it a while ago, and I was too scaredy to ask people, but then I did, and they said yes. So try something new. We'll see. Let us know how you enjoy that, or who you want us to have on, and you know, encourage them to do so. And I'm not pitting. I was just checking. We're good. So yeah, join the Patreon, guys. We appreciate y'all who already have, and we got a lot of fun stuff coming. You know, there's great behind the scenes on there, bonus podcast, and we're gonna really, you know, as it grows, we're just gonna do doper stuff on there. And like I said, hopefully some good tour announcements stuff coming, and maybe some Vibes Up merch. Should I do that? Is that annoying the heck out of you guys? Let me know. Really appreciate y'all listening. Give us 5 stars in the App Store, share it with your friends, and let us know what you want us to talk about or roast, man. We got good stuff coming. I'm March Madness. Spring is around the corner. I've got a red bud I'm excited about blooming. I Googled, when do red buds bloom? Because I'm looking forward to that. Am I 93 years old? That's part of it, people. That's part of it. 5 years ago, I'm excited to just be able to finally acknowledge that wine doesn't taste that bad. And now I'm excited for the sweet red buds of April. Correct Opinions Pod. Talk to y'all next week. Do this. God bless. Peace. Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.